state enterprise, Ukrzaliznytsia, Ukrainian Railways, starts the nationalization of Russian railcars currently stationed in Ukraine, chairman of the board of Ukrzaliznytsia Alexander Kamyshin informs. This became possible after the president signed the law, on basic principles of forcible seizure of objects of property rights of the Russian Federation and its residents in Ukraine, said the official. Currently, 15,000 Russian railcars are stationed on tracks in Ukraine. They belong to 250 companies, he clarified. Now Russia's railcars will work for Ukraine's economy. They will be useful to us as we are developing new logistics routes to Europe which will help to resume cargo operations, Kamyshin added. The other day, 23 trucks from Russia and Belarus and all goods transported were nationalized in Volyn region. Most nationalized vehicles are used to deliver humanitarian aid to other regions. Several trucks were handed over to the military and border guards. As a reminder, on 10 March, President Volodymyr Zelensky signed the law passed by the parliament on the forcible seizure of objects belonging to the Russian Federation and its residents in Ukraine. Nationalization is carried out without any compensation, reimbursement, of value, given the full-scale aggressive war that Russia has been waging against Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. Bohdan Marushchuk.